בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב' קיץ תשע"ה 2015, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על הנבחנים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. This is Ruth Howard. Welcome to our program, What's New in the City? With us today is John Branson, who has started a campaign to remove all advertising billboards from our city streets. Hello, John.
Hello, Ruth, and thank you for the opportunity to tell people about our campaign.
Could you explain why you're against having billboards in the city?
Well, first of all, billboards are very large, and the advertisers make sure that the words and pictures really get your attention. That makes them very dangerous, because drivers take their eyes off the road to look at them. And secondly, streets full of billboards are simply ugly. So much money is spent on making a city look attractive, and then these giant billboards ruin everything. In fact, in a survey we did, this was the main thing that people complained about.
So why do cities allow advertisers to put up billboards on their streets?
The reason is very simple. Money. Cities believe that street advertising helps the economy because it draws attention to businesses in the area. Moreover, in the past, cities got a lot of money from the companies who use the billboards for their ads. But in recent years, many companies have moved their advertising to the internet, and so billboards are used less and less. This means that the billboards don't bring in much money anymore, and therefore, cities won't lose much if they remove them.
Are there any cities that have already stopped billboard advertising?
Yes, there are. In fact, in 2006, all the billboards were removed from the streets of São Paulo, Brazil, a city with over 11 million people. And just last year, the French city of Grenoble became the first European city to take down all the billboards, though smaller advertisements still appear on bus stops. We're hoping that cities here in the USA will follow the example of São Paulo and Grenoble.
I understand some people are speaking out against removing the billboards.
Yes, there have been objections. Some local businesses are worried that without billboards, they will have fewer customers. They still believe that these advertisements are good for business. And there are also people who feel that in parts of the city where the houses are gray and boring, the billboards actually give color and interest. But we can all learn a lot from the experience of São Paulo, where local businesses have not suffered, and everyone now agrees that the city is much more attractive.
That sounds great. And now, one last question. Have you been getting much support for your campaign?
Well, at the moment, we are only a small group, but we are working hard to get more people to join us. We've started using the media to make people aware of the campaign, and we've gotten a lot of positive responses. We're also in touch with groups that have organized similar campaigns in other countries. We are all hoping that more cities will start to listen.
I wish you every success, John. I'm sure many of our listeners will want to support your efforts. And that's the end of our program for today. Goodbye for now.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Ruth Howard. Welcome to our program, What's New in the City? With us today is John Branson, who has started a campaign to remove all advertising billboards from our city streets. Hello, John.
Hello, Ruth, and thank you for the opportunity to tell people about our campaign.
Could you explain why you're against having billboards in the city?
Well, first of all, billboards are very large, and the advertisers make sure that the words and pictures really get your attention. That makes them very dangerous, because drivers take their eyes off the road to look at them. And secondly, streets full of billboards are simply ugly. So much money is spent on making a city look attractive, and then these giant billboards ruin everything. In fact, in a survey we did, this was the main thing that people complained about.
So why do cities allow advertisers to put up billboards on their streets?
The reason is very simple. Money. Cities believe that street advertising helps the economy because it draws attention to businesses in the area. Moreover, in the past, cities got a lot of money from the companies who use the billboards for their ads. But in recent years, many companies have moved their advertising to the internet, and so billboards are used less and less. This means that the billboards don't bring in much money anymore, and therefore, cities won't lose much if they remove them.
Are there any cities that have already stopped billboard advertising?
Yes, there are. In fact, in 2006, all the billboards were removed from the streets of São Paulo, Brazil, a city with over 11 million people. And just last year, the French city of Grenoble became the first European city to take down all the billboards, though smaller advertisements still appear on bus stops. We're hoping that cities here in the USA will follow the example of São Paulo and Grenoble.
I understand some people are speaking out against removing the billboards.
Yes, there have been objections. Some local businesses are worried that without billboards, they will have fewer customers. They still believe that these advertisements are good for business. And there are also people who feel that in parts of the city where the houses are gray and boring, the billboards actually give color and interest. But we can all learn a lot from the experience of São Paulo, where local businesses have not suffered, and everyone now agrees that the city is much more attractive.
That sounds great. And now, one last question. Have you been getting much support for your campaign?
Well, at the moment, we are only a small group, but we are working hard to get more people to join us. We've started using the media to make people aware of the campaign, and we've gotten a lot of positive responses. We're also in touch with groups that have organized similar campaigns in other countries. We are all hoping that more cities will start to listen.
I wish you every success, John. I'm sure many of our listeners will want to support your efforts. And that's the end of our program for today. Goodbye for now.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.